Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi, Emmanuel. John here with the Legal Intake Center. And I have a new claim for the Hair Relaxer Injury Claim. And the claimant's name is Nicole Clark.
Awesome. Thank you. Hi, Nicole.
You're welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, it's Emmanuel on a recorded line here. I understand you're looking to see if you can participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yes.
And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't sent anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And I just want to make sure I have the best callback number for you. I show 310-910-5474. Is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then... was it you or a loved one that used the hair straightening chemicals and relaxers within the last 20 years?
No.
Now, were you diagnosed with one of the following after using the hair relaxer products? Endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
Very sorry to learn that. And then what date were you diagnosed?
In September of 2023, last year.
Okay. I'm going to put September of 2023. And then what was your diagnosing doctor's name?
Beta Fahadian.
Oh, my. Would you happen to know how to spell that?
Yeah, I just spelled it. The first name is B-I-T-A. B as in ball. The second, I mean, her last name is Fahardian, F-A-R-H-A-D-I-A-N.
Okay. And did you see them in L.A.?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you're also in California. So are we. We're in Orange County, though, in Irvine. At what facility did you see her?
California Hospital Medical Center.
California Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the one on Grand Avenue in LA?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Thank you. Let me put that there. And then let me go to the next section here. So you haven't lived or been diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, right?
No.
Okay. And did you use the hair relaxer for at least 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. On average, how many times a year do you think you use the hair relaxer?
About 6.
6? Okay. Let me go here. And then you're a U.S. resident, right?
Yes.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome or no?
No.
And then are you the only one that was using the hair relaxer that you know of that got sick, or were any friends or family also sick?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. And you've used it only in California?
Yes.
Sure. So tell me about roughly what year you started and when you stopped using the products.
Well, I stopped in 2023, of course, and I started about 2012.
2012, okay. And then were you doing it weekly or monthly?
It's every 8 weeks.
Every 8 weeks, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll put monthly for that. And then you used it for about, from 20, so about 11 years you used it then?
Mm-hmm.
Now, were you getting it done mostly at home or at a salon or both?
No, I did it at home.
Okay. And then do you remember the brand that you would primarily use?
African Pride.
African Pride. Okay, I see it there. Let me check that one. And then just to confirm here, your cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product, correct? Or at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you recall what kind of treatments you received for the ovarian cancer?
Yes, chemo and a complete hysterectomy.
Okay, let me put that in there. And then can you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Thank you. And what do you recall what date you started the chemo?
Around September 15th or something. I know it was like the third week of September. I have to get the exact date.
Okay,
but
we'll put September 12th just as a placeholder date, if that's okay with you, of 23. Mm-hmm. And then Dr. Vita was the one that diagnosed and treated you, was she?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Let me put that in here. And then just to make sure I have the spelling of your name correctly, I have N-I-C-O-L-E and then C-L-A-R-K. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then the email that pops in is n.mclark@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then you already confirmed that your cell phone is the one we verified at the beginning of the call. And then what would be the current mailing address?
844 West 43rd Place, Los Angeles, 90037.
Is there a unit or apartment number?
No.
Okay. And you said 844 West 43rd Place, LA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Alrighty, and then the last portion, or two more sections here. This one just asks if you want to put an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
No.
Okay. And then the last portion would just be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
Well, December 2nd, 1979.
12/2/79? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the last four of the social?
3981.
3981. Okay. And then let me hit send on this here. You'll be sent an automated text message for a DocuSign for a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your screen. So if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to tap next. So let me,
okay.
And give it a few moments here. It's going to be spinning on me for a little bit. It's checking to make sure I didn't miss any of the fields.
Okay.
Okay, it does show
okay,
sent on my end. Okay, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll open that up. And like I said, if you're not sure what to tap, just let me know what you read, and then I'll do my best.
Okay. Kick me out. Okay. Now it's up. Say yes, right?
Correct. And what does it read now?
Now I have to hair straightener litigation contract.
Right. Were you able to see the yellow start button?
Yes.
Okay.
So start going through it and clicking on it.
Correct. You'll just keep tapping until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button.
Okay.
I do see that you completed it correctly, so you are actually
All
set. In about a week or so, you should get a call from the firm directly. They'll call and introduce themselves, double check the intake, make sure I didn't make any spelling errors or anything like that, and then you'll be tidied up in their system. So aside from that, you're good to go for now. I know the holidays are coming up, so I hope you have a nice, restful Christmas, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Bye, Nicole. Bye.
Bye.